Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. And if this is your very first time listening, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. So today's episode is going to be kind of a continuation of the previous episode where I had a solo episode discussing tips for people who struggle to show emotions and express them, particularly verbally, to other people. So some of the emotions I covered in that episode were expressing being apologetic, expressing empathy, love, and anger. So if you didn't listen to that episode, you might want to listen to it. In fact, I recommend you do listen to it before you listen to this one. And today's episode has a guest who has her own podcast as well. Her podcast is called Thoughts by Liv, and we're going to discuss our thoughts and our tips when it comes to standing up for yourself. So before we get into all that, we'll just start off with a light question. If you could start off by telling us about yourself, and you can also tell us more about your personality type.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm super excited. A little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I grew up in Studio City. And around the age of 11, I moved to Canada. And I lived there for 8 years. After, when I was around, the age of 18, I moved back to LA. Began college. I'm a psychology major. So I started off at Santa Monica College. And then I transferred, and now I'm in Atlanta, and I go to Clark Atlanta University, and I will be graduating in May. I would say my personality type, a lot of people describe me as an old soul because I listen to a lot of older music, and I love watching older movies. Yeah, and I also love getting into deep conversation. I'm adventurous, so I love traveling, going different places, trying different foods. I genuinely love to share and spread love in all different forms. And I'm also an extreme optimist. So that's a little insight as to who I am and what's going on currently.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's so interesting that you lived in Canada for some time because I'm based in Canada, Ottawa to be exact, in Ontario. And I find in our interactions with people sometimes who were born in America, it seems like they only know Toronto.
When I say, oh yeah, like, you know, I used to live in Canada, they're like, oh, Toronto? And they're like, oh, do you know Toronto slang? And they say Krosky, and I'm like, I don't know. It's definitely not a well-known place here in America, but maybe sooner or later people will start to learn that more.
Yeah, well, maybe you can spread the word so then people, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'm going to start spreading that word.
So maybe you can also know a bit about how your podcast came about in the beginning. What motivated you to start one?
Yes, well, that's why I love the topic that we're going to be speaking on today, because I was someone who never utilized my voice, but I always had a lot of thoughts. I always felt like I had a lot to say, but I was afraid of what others would think about what I had to say. I've always been told, you know, I'm too sensitive and I'm too nice. And so when I get into conversation with people, I kind of just held back. It became a silver lining, like my sensitivity and my kindness and my love for deep conversation. It's actually something I enjoy doing. And I became confident in that fact. On a whim, I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. It was so last minute, and I've been building it just on the go, kind of. It wasn't something I planned out beforehand. And I was like, okay, this is going to be the title, and this is what I'm going to talk about. One day I just started talking and it started flowing and I was like, you know what, I'm going to make something out of this. It was passion turned into a powerful meaning in my life, I will say.
Yeah, I love that. So I wanted to start off by asking you, so we all know as women, sometimes there's specific messaging that we get that really influences how we, you know, show up in the world. So of course, we get the message that we're easier to deal with when we're keeping the peace and not really raising issues. Is that something that you internalized at all growing up? And if so, how did that impact your interpersonal relationships?
Yes, 100%. I feel like that is something that I internalized growing up. But I will say that I didn't feel like it was because I was a woman, because I have been surrounded by women that are very you know, outgoing and they speak a lot. And it was never like something that I was unconsciously told, I don't think, because I'm a woman. I feel like it was because of other reasons just being more of a shyer person. I feel like I grew up shyer. And so I felt like since that was my self-concept, I'm a shy person, I felt like I was supposed to not raise issues and just stay quiet on things that I felt strongly about. And I feel like the impact that that had on my interpersonal relationships was not being able to speak my mind as to what I feel and my boundaries as well. And this came with family, friends, situationships, relationships. I always wanted to make sure that the person within the relationship was happy with me and that I was doing everything okay and making sure that they weren't mad at me, they weren't upset at me or anything I was doing. Just as long as you're not mad at me, we're good. Even if I did have an issue with the way they were treating me or the boundaries that they were pushing past with me, I just wanted to make sure that they were okay and they were comfortable.
I grew up being called sensitive and being made to seem like more difficult. I think that that's something that I relate to you in, just having that experience and just not wanting to, okay, if I knew that I was seen that way or perceived that way growing up, I didn't want to now bring that into relationships. So trying to keep things in order to seem more cool, calm, and collected, more easy to deal with, bottling things in and more so caring about the other person, caring about what they're feeling, what they're thinking, as opposed to how you're feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, that can have a really difficult impact on interpersonal relationships. So what point did you have to get to in order to start standing up for yourself?
Yes. So I would say I began to stand up for myself when I started to love myself fully. And that was for sure after high school, because in high school, I never got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to start standing up for myself. I really allowed myself to stay stagnant and comfortable in high school because I was so afraid of what other people thought. And I think a large part of this came from, you know, someone, I was definitely bullied throughout my years in school. After high school, when I broke away from that environment and I started to spend more time alone on my own, from moving from Canada back to LA, it was also a new environment, you know, like a new city. So I feel like I went through this like extreme self-love journey because I was breaking away from toxic relationships I had within that other city I was living in. When you spend more time with yourself on your own, you start to learn more about yourself and you start to discover what you love on your own. And then that just, I feel like, yeah, brings you to a point where you love who you are. Also, I had the time to reflect on how I was treated. When you're out of the mix of life, like when you're out of like a situation you were in and you get to reflect on it and notice everything that you went through, it becomes clearer to yourself, like where you could have changed things or what you can do now. That's why I feel like it's so important to spend time on your own so you can reflect on what you want to change and how you want to go about things differently. Because when you're out of the mix, you're able to reflect and see things from a different perspective.
I really love that you said that, because a lot of people even find, for example, when they're in more difficult or toxic friendships or relationships, they don't actually see the issue. But when they step back, they realize, okay, that actually wasn't okay. That was really problematic. And sometimes based on whatever place in life you find yourself, maybe you're at a low point, it's even easier for people to convince you that you deserve less or convince you that however they're treating you is what you deserve or it's completely normal.
Yes, it can feel normal. And that's another thing. I feel like you're used to it. You're used to feeling the pain. You're used to coping with that pain. And then you're used to that high feeling you get afterwards when it's resolved and things are back on track. And so you become so comfortable in that cycle that you don't even realize that you could go a completely different direction and feel so much better because all you see is what's in front of you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. As you said, you've gone through growth as you were able to spend time by yourself and develop more self-love.
Yeah.
So some things that maybe you feel like you used to tolerate or used to not see as an issue in interpersonal relationships that at this point in your life you're more aware of.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of things that I tolerated, but just to put a generalization on it, I would say that I don't tolerate settling any longer. When I know that I'm settling for something or I feel like I deserve more from a situation or a person or a place, whatever the case may be, I allow myself to have a conversation about it. I speak up about what I'm feeling and what I would like to build from that point on. And if there's no cooperation, I will remove myself from this situation. I'm a lover girl for sure. And like, I will fight and make sure that we can figure it out, or, you know, whatever situation I find myself in, make sure that I can fight to make sure I figure it out and build from it. But if it's going around in a circle and it's a cycle, nothing different is being done, then I'm going to start to respond differently.
That's a really good one. For me, something that I previously tolerated, I think, was inconsistency. We're kind of afraid to speak up and say, hey, you know, I'm not sure what's going on here. I just would like a little bit of clarity as to how you feel about me, what you want to do moving forward, just any direction at all. So that's one thing I would say for me.
I was just going to say, I feel like a lot of that hesitancy that maybe you had before was because you've been told, oh, you're too sensitive, or you're doing too much, right? And so then when you get to that point where you're like, oh, like maybe I'll be doing too much, or like, you know, I'm not going to say anything because it's probably not that big of a deal. Like, I'm sensitive. So that's, you know what I mean? I love that that's something that you don't tolerate anymore, because you know that your sensitivity is nothing to be holding back and that your feelings are valid.
You know, we all know that sometimes people can give us constructive criticism, but I think being in friendships, relationships, and spaces where you're constantly criticized and made to feel bad, you're made to feel almost gaslit and made to feel like aspects of your character are always a problem, whether it be because you're too sensitive or too emotional, like those types of things, not tolerating that as well, because that can lead us to become pushovers, right? Because when someone is able to easily manipulate you into thinking that you're the problem, that your emotions or aspects of your character are very difficult to deal with, it's easier then for them to get one over on you and to violate your boundaries. I feel like you can find yourself in a position becoming more of a pushover in those situations because people are manipulating you to become more malleable so that they can kind of mold you into what they see fit by convincing you that you're too much or too little.
Right.
Okay, so something I wanted to get your thoughts on is, of course, this whole episode is centered around being assertive while also being compassionate, right? And these are seen as being two different things. So how do you balance being understanding and empathetic towards people while also standing on business and ensuring that your boundaries are being respected?
It's definitely something I had to grow into. And I think I figured it out along the way. So each time I found myself in those type of situations, I discovered something new that works for me, and each time it improved. But I feel like the basis of it is that I like to keep a calm composure. So it's understood that I'm in a place to listen and hear a person and what they have to say. So that's the empathetic part of it. Like, I'm open, I'm calm, I'm here to listen to you, but I'm going to have my own opinions and thoughts and feelings about it as well. And if my boundaries and respect can no longer be met, I don't want to be a part of this, you know? So it's like setting that safe space, knowing that both people can conversate and have their thoughts, opinions, and feelings, but knowing that, you know, there is going to be boundaries in place and that there's a certain amount of respect that has to be had in order to continue that safe space for both parties, you know? So it's not just one-way streets, but it's for both people.
I really like the way you put that you will listen to them, you'll hear them out, you won't just jump to conclusions or jump to assumptions, but that doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be understanding and make excuses for them either. And I think it's great to let people know that you're willing to hear them out, that you're a safe space for them, but also to let them know that you're not just someone who's going to be played with, and that there's a certain line, and once you get to that line, once we're not able to maintain mutual respect, then at that point, I'm not going to be able to continue moving forward with you. So that they know that, yes, I'll be tolerant as much as possible. That doesn't mean that I'm simply just going to bypass all my boundaries in order to allow you to keep getting away with whatever it is that you want to do.
Yes, 100%.
Another aspect that comes with standing up for yourself, unfortunately, is the guilt. A lot of us have an instance where we let someone know our boundaries, or we kind of correct somebody on their behavior, and then we start to feel bad. We start to kind of regret whatever we had said, even if it was the right thing to say. So how do you deal with this feeling of guilt when it comes to advocating for yourself?
Yeah, even if it did feel like the right thing, I would be like, oh my gosh, like maybe I was a little bit harsher. You know, maybe I should have been, you know, more easygoing on this, more flexible. But I will honestly and truly say that now I'm at a point where I don't feel guilt after advocating for myself, because I feel like I always make sure to provide a space for open communication, and I'm always super loving towards the other individual in the situation. So I honestly never have any guilt when it comes to that. In my previous relationship, sometimes a side of me came out that was a little bit high in emotion. And so, yes, like sometimes I would be way more assertive than I usually am. But I think that came from being so close with that person. You know, sometimes like the people you're closest to, they receive a side of you that sometimes you're just not in your right mind and you kind of let go. And getting upset with someone and then saying something that maybe you regret, and that the feeling of guilt that comes with that, it's not necessarily advocating for yourself, but maybe you're attempting to advocate for yourself and it turns into something more because of your emotions. I feel like overcoming that guilt just by allowing yourself to maybe apologize to the other person for coming off a certain way, but then also forgiving yourself because, you know, you're learning, you're growing from it. If you've realized that maybe you've said something that you feel like you shouldn't have said or it came off in the wrong way, you know, taking the accountability to show up for yourself and for the other person and kind of just communicate that you meant to say it this way, or this is how you really feel after your wave of emotion has settled.
Yeah, I like how you noted that you don't feel guilt at this point, because it takes us a lot sometimes to get there. And that's a really good thing. But also, as you said, there's some situations where maybe you did advocate for yourself and it was valid. But if you find that you said something, you always have the opportunity to apologize as well or take accountability for that. At the same time, I feel like a lot of us apologize after each instance where we stand up for ourselves. And that contributes to undermining our boundaries, undermining our stance. Being assertive is seen as such a negative thing for some reason, when being assertive really just means to express yourself confidently and communicate with others directly. Whereas a lot of us feel assertiveness is closely related to aggression, closely related to being harsh, and that prevents us from really standing on business. You know, we say something, we express how we're really feeling, but then we put LOL on the end, or we try and make the conversation lighthearted or bring it up in a way and start laughing because we are so afraid of being perceived as being too serious. But at the same time, if you want people to take you seriously, you should be able to have a conversation where you are direct and straight to the point while also being respectful. You don't have to get loud or get super emotional. But at the same time, if that's sometimes a consequence of people's actions or that comes up during the conversation, if, you know, later down the line it explodes or it exasperates, you can apologize for making it be bigger than it needed to be if that's the case. But you don't simply need to apologize for having feelings and bringing them up to somebody. You're not always meant to be easy to deal with. Some days you're actually going to have a concern. Some days you're going to have something that you need to say and you need to speak on. And people who really care about you should also be receptive to that version of you, as opposed to the version of you that's just going along with everything, that's smiling and nodding and accepting whatever they choose to give you. So what would you say are some things that you'd recommend that people start doing in order to become more assertive and to challenge the idea that they always have to be understanding of others, even to their own detriment?
Right. I would definitely say to release the doubt of being too much or doing too much. Like, first off, it's definitely important to listen to your emotions. And if they're telling you something needs to be addressed, address them, because your feelings are valid and your boundaries are valid. And it doesn't matter if someone thinks they're too much, because ultimately that is what feels best for you. It's what aligns with you. It's what feels right for you. So release the doubt of being too much. You know, definitely take your time to think about how you want to address it. But don't ever doubt your emotions and think that they're a burden or anything.
A lot of us have this perspective because we've experienced maybe gaslighting in the past and people not really being receptive to how we feel. But I think that sometimes we overdo being understanding and we start to make excuses for people even before they've had a chance to explain. Somebody does something really disrespectful out of pocket to you and you're immediately making excuses for why they did that behavior, saying that they had a hard day. And those things may be true, right? But if you constantly find yourself making excuses for people's behavior, one, you're putting yourself last and basically saying that no matter what this person does to you, you're always going to justify, you're always going to find a reason why they're not in the wrong, which is basically absolving them of any accountability or responsibility. And I will say that I think one of the dangers of being too understanding is that it makes you sometimes easier to manipulate, because sometimes you can think of situations where somebody does this thing that's actually very hurtful to you, and you go to them and you ask them, well, what did I do to make you do that? What did I do to make you react that way? And you're giving that person an opportunity to essentially blame whatever they did on you by saying, oh, well, I did that because you did this. And then you start to take that in as an excuse for their behavior. And that just keeps you in the same cycle where you're really miserable, you're really hurt by whatever their actions are, but you feel like there's always an excuse, there's always a justification. Maybe there's no reason, maybe there is a reason, but it's not always our job to figure out what the reason is and justify a person's actions.
Right.
So when it comes to some resources and recommendations, when I have a guest, I usually like to have them share a few of the things that are helpful to them and helps them reach the place they are. Of course, as you said, you don't feel much guilt when it comes to advocating for yourself. So we want to get like you. Okay. So if you could share some resource recommendations of things that you think would help people who are struggling with this issue.
For sure. You know, I just read a book. This is a very popular book, but The Four Agreements. It doesn't necessarily talk about standing up for yourself, but it aids a lot in your relationship with people in general. The four agreements, the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. The second one is to never take anything personal. The third one is to do everything to the very best of your ability. And the fourth one, I believe, is to not make any negative assumptions. It may not be in that order, but those are the four agreements. And in this book, he really goes into depth on these agreements, and it really helps to persuade your perception on life and the way you interact with people and the pain you've gone through potentially with relationships. So I highly recommend that book. I feel like it does play a part in standing up for yourself, as well as just like understanding your life and the world more. So that's definitely a book I recommend. Podcast-wise, wow, there are so many amazing podcasters out there. I feel like searching up the subject and just, you know, being surprised at who you find when searching up that subject. There are so many podcasters that I've found just by searching up a topic, and then it turns out I love their entire podcast. I just never knew about them, you know? As well as YouTube videos are great. And putting yourself outside your comfort zone, of course, you know, taking those small steps every day to doing something new for yourself and making that a consistent daily habit, whether it's small or big, to make changes for yourself.
Yeah, I really love those tips, especially you mentioned the four agreements. I feel like it's really relevant to the topic as well, because when you make agreements like that to yourself, you set the standard of how you move forward in life as opposed to just letting things happen to you. So I really like that you mentioned that as well.
I actually read the book probably 6-7 times. It's like 154 pages or something, 130. Rereading it really helps you to like fully understand it and have it imprinted in your mind.
So we discussed your podcast, which I've listened to, and I think it's a really refreshing podcast because you have a lot to offer, a lot of deep conversations, but you also really have a positive vibe. And one thing I like about your podcast is I feel that you talk about some topics that sometimes we have a negative perception of, but kind of flipping the narrative, flipping whatever the negative thought process is to replacing it with positive thoughts. And I feel like that's something that me personally, I struggle with. A lot of people could benefit from tuning in. So maybe you can tell us a bit more about what's coming up with your podcast and where we can find it.
Of course. First off, thank you so much. Like, I'm so glad that you enjoy it. That means a lot. I do release an episode every Sunday, and it's on any podcast platform. It is a different topic every week, but it always stems from a place of self-love, encouragement, spirituality, and different topics to enlighten your perspective on life, because I just feel like there are so many different perspectives on life. And you know, when you hear from a certain perspective, it can change your whole life. Like, there are so many individuals that I become inspired by just by a certain way that they perceive life and they speak about life. And so I hope to be a portal for, you know, changing perspectives in a positive light always. And I also have a YouTube channel, and it's just my name, Livia McDonald, L-I-V-I-A, and then McDonald starting with M-C. And I also speak about similar topics there, but just in a more artistic form with video.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing. So I'm going to, of course, link Livia's YouTube and her podcast so you can check it out, and it'll be in the episode notes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really love what you're doing with your podcast, and I'm excited to see what else you have to bring. You're very prepared. You have so much to share, and that's so exciting. So, yeah.
Thank you. So when it comes to the concluding part of this episode, I usually ask guests to leave us with a quote or a thought that you want to leave the audience to think about.
For sure. So this is actually a quote I heard very recently on a podcast episode with Deepak Chopra and Jay Shetty, which are two incredible, very inspiring people. And when they said this quote, it just brought so much awareness to my mind. The quote goes, "Focus in on the excellence within your progression and the success will follow." And I feel like this quote just brings awareness to the importance of being present and enjoying the journey, as cheesy as that sounds. And I know it's a very common saying, but it's so true. Like, when you focus in on the journey and the excellence that you're creating within your progression. So, you know, you do a podcast episode last week, and the next week you put in more detail, or you do something even better than you did the last time. That improvement, that small adjustment you made, is so important to your journey, whether you realize it or not, and you focusing in on that will bring the success afterwards. So yeah, I love that quote.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast. I really appreciate this conversation.
Yes, me too. Thank you. Thank you.
To conclude this episode, I just want to say that a lot of us need to let go of the fear of being perceived as angry or being perceived as difficult to deal with. I don't have to water down what I'm trying to say to make it easier for the other person to deal with, because in that instance, it's not about the other person. It's about you and what you're feeling in the moment, how you're feeling, and getting that across, as opposed to making it so easy that the other person doesn't have to deal with the reality of how they're making you feel. Try to keep in mind that being assertive is not a negative thing. It's not the same thing as being aggressive or harsh. Being assertive is simply having the confidence to speak directly and confidently to things that are bothering you and issues that are occurring, as opposed to being someone who is constantly avoidant of conflict and avoidant of addressing issues. So keep in mind that you can still be assertive and kind. You can still be assertive and considerate. You can still be assertive and understanding. At the end of the day, it's about balancing them and not feeling like you have to put up with things just to be more digestible to others or just to keep the peace, because that's not healthy. So I just want to say thank you for everyone for listening to today's episode. As always, let me know what you think about it, what you took away, how it relates to your own personal situation, so that you won't get treated like a pushover in the future. With that being said, do head over to the podcast Instagram if you'd like to give me any feedback regarding the episode, your personal thoughts, your personal experience. And until next time, sincerely, Jada.